The men would wear rubber bands around their too long sleeves instead of getting the right sleeve length. You'd see the politicians with a rubber band up around their upper arm, and the sleeve would be bloused up, and that way they'd get the right sleeve length. Maybe shirts didn't come in a variety of sleeve lengths back then.
And sometimes when it's raining, you take out your raincoat and your what?
Umbrella. Some people take out a parasol.
Let's see. What about on a bed? What do you put over the blankets and all on the outside?
I put a spread.
Do you ever call anything else?
I've heard people use the word. What is that word? Coverlets and.
You use bedspread.
I just use a bedspread.
What do you put under your head?
A pillow.
If you had a real large pillow, what would you call it?
Well, mine is. It's just a big pillow.
One that went all the way across the bed. What would you call it?
I don't know. Maybe they call it a bolster. I don't know, but I don't use that.
If something doesn't go only part way across, you might say it goes...
partially.
It goes, what across? What's the term you use? Something across.
If it doesn't go all
no.
the way?
Well, it does, that's what I mean. If something does go all the way across, you might say it goes what across...
completely across, too.
What's another word for completely? It goes what across again?
All the way.
What's another word for...
clear across. Clear across the bed. Clear across the bed.
What's that blue thing that you sometimes fluffy that you put on the outside of the bed?
Just a little pillow, a little comfort.
What do you sleep on the floor sometimes when the children come?
Pallet.
Back to farms. If you had a piece, a little piece of arable land.
A little piece of what?
A piece of land that you could farm. Not maybe the top land. You'd call it the what land?
Lower land.
Low
land, uh-huh.
The bottom?
Bottom land, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What about swampy land?
Well, swamps. You know what swamps are. What about it?
Do you know any different terms if it was inland or near a lake or, you know, any different
well,
terms?
Well, to me, it's swamp is just where a lot of mosquitoes and dampness and water and all is.
What about soil? What are some different kinds of soil?
Rich soil, dry soil, old red Georgia clay.
On the beach, what would it be?
Sandy beach.
And sometimes some of the best stuff in the forest you call what?
Oh, good old black soil, top soil.
What about loam?
I don't know what that is.
If you're getting water off of a farmland, what would you say?
If you're getting it off of the land, you drain it, I guess, a little to drain.
Sometimes if you're trying to get water off the land, you have to dig something. A trough, what would you call the trough?
Trenches.
Mm-hmm. Or what? Sometimes out in front of the house you have a what?
Just a little ditch.
Would you ever say channel?
No, to me you'd channel something away. I guess that could be used, but you'd channel it away. That means to flow it another direction.
Sometimes in the woods you have it's a little flowing body of water. What do you call it?
A little creek.
Let's see. What about different kinds of bodies of water? What are some of them? A big one and a little one?
Ocean, mm-hmm. A lake, and a river.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little creek, a stream, a little pond.
Do you have a special term for the Gulf of Mexico?
No.
I see. What's the name of a channel cut across by a stream in the field?
Well, we don't know what you're talking about.
Must be irrigation ditch.